This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za. Right, family, it is that time of the afternoon where we get an opportunity to speak to a community builder, someone that works closely with the community and has a heart to develop her community. And she goes by the name of Alvina Spike, and she is the founder of New Creations, and someone that has really been working closely to supply the community with all the resources that they need and to really just be a helping hand in her community. She works tirelessly to ensure that the work that God has called her for is done. Alvina, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm good. Mm. I have no complaints.
That's good to hear. It's always good to hear someone saying that. And happy Women's Day, my sister.
Thank you. Happy Women's Day to you and everyone else that is listening.
All the women, all the ladies. Sorry, guys. This is our day. We're claiming it. So, Alvina, can you give us an update in terms of your organization, you know, the things that you've been working on in the past year until now? And then we'll talk, you know, just a little bit more about the importance of women working together in their communities to impact their communities in a positive way.
Yeah. So for this year, we did feeding scheme, we did a reading program, we started a youth program, and about like a month ago, I started another project in also in the Mitchell's Plain community, Mitchell's Village. So I'm going to work. I'm trying my best really to develop that little area, because there's so many kids there, and I fell in love with the area. I actually went to do some service and I got into the area, and I immediately fell in love because I saw the need. So what we're going to do in that area is also start up a kitchen and do some youth development, and I'm also in the process of kind of like, I'm going to do a 10-week program, host workshops with the community, with ladies in the community. Some are community leaders and some are going to train up to be community leaders.
So it's like there's constant work that's being done, you know, constant putting in effort. It's so great to find that there is a woman like yourself that is heading this and saying that, yeah, we're constantly going to be developing and implementing new things in the organization. So Alvina, now coming to this day, 9th of August, it is Women's Day here in South Africa, and most of the time in August, we, you know, the ladies are just like Amandla and hands in the air, fists in the air, and saying it is our month. And so we know that in 1956, the women back then were fighting a different cause, you know, for our country, South Africa. And now, as the women that we are, you know, it's a different fight that we have. You know, it's a fight to develop our communities, to be self-sustainable for ourselves financially, and so on and so forth. So what would you say is the importance of women themselves, you know, getting up and starting to develop their communities, starting to add positivity in their communities, in the areas that they see that are lacking, or finding a gap somewhere and saying, you know what, I'm going to head that project up and start slowly, you know, making a significant change in my community?
I think first and foremost, they need to have the confidence and the belief within themselves, because what usually happens is when we're in a poverty state, then we tend to say, oh, but I don't have finances, I want to do this, but I can't. They would try to get funding, they would be rejected or declined, and then at the end of the day, even they like fall apart. So I just want to encourage somebody, that money is not a problem, and you shouldn't make it a problem in order to tackle any issue in your community, because there's many ways you can move around it. Even with New Creations Outreach, we do not have Nobody's funding us. We don't get funds every month. But what we do is we go out and we ask for donations. Mm. We make ourselves heard. We make ourselves known in the communities, mm. even on the Cape Flats, as much as possible so people can see the work that we're doing. Mm. And you also need people to believe in your vision mm. and that can pull with you, you know. Mm. And I think that is the first thing where you need to start, is to believe in yourself, knowing that despite whatever challenges is going to come when you tackle this project, which there will be, you will mm. lose some friends, you will lose some people, mm. you will have to put in money, you will have to put in something in order to gain, but you need to know that when you do it, you must be positive enough to say, no matter what, I am just going to stand firm.
Mm-hmm. I love that, you know, standing firm and not allowing the things that will happen around you to deter you from the vision that you have. I think it's about having a proper vision, you know, for whatever yeah. it is that you'd like to implement in your community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what have been some of the challenges that you faced along the way, you know, for someone out there that's maybe going through a challenge, that's doing the work, but they're facing challenges, and how do you overcome those challenges that come?
The one thing I've experienced a lot is that some of the old community workers, they don't like to share their resources, they don't like to share their network partners. So it's a bit very difficult sometimes to get out there. But I made up my mind and I said, okay, I don't need to take a step further, and I need to introduce myself to whoever I would then want to be partnered with or want to meet. In that saying, I went to Mitchell's Plain Saps, I went to social development, I went to the correctional department, I went everywhere I could possibly think of to go and make this organization called New Creations Outreach known, and I asked, what can we do? Mm. What can we do to serve the community alongside of you? I've never spoken about money or anything. All we asked was, what can we do to serve? And doors started opening.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, it's about asking the right questions, and then from there on people start seeing and continuing to do, you know. We so often just depend on, you know, government must give me a grant or mm-hmm. government must fund this project, but you know, start doing and government will see, and other people will see, investors will start to see, and someone mm-hmm. will definitely invest in your project. We've seen it happen, you know, many a times when you are doing the work of your heart and the work that God has you know, given you the strength to do, then people start believing in what it is that you're doing. And so, Alvina, what is your message to women out there this Women's Day, 9th of August, 2021? Wow. What would you like to say to women out there, young, old, you know, everyone, middle age?
My message or my encouragement today is, stay strong, stand firm. Satan will always be out to rob, to steal and destroy. But as a woman, as a person, know who you are, know who your God is, know where you're heading to. Be focused at all times, no matter what your situation is. Because the one thing we don't want is to be distracted from out there, from where we're going to. And when we get distracted, we might not end up at our destination. So we as women, we face a lot of things. We are emotional beings. Mm-hmm. There would be times where we just switch off. We would fall into some form of depression, not knowing what triggered us. But that is how God made us. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to somebody, love yourself for who you are. Mm-hmm. Because the first thing is to love yourself, to be confident within yourself before you could help or before you could love anyone else.
Ladies out there, be confident in yourself before you can go out and help other people. Wow. Alvina Spike, the founder of New Creations Outreach, that is the lady that we've been speaking to. And Alvina, how can people get a hold of you if they would like to partner with you, collaborate with you?
You can contact me on 073 9316 0429. My email, alvina@newcreationsoutreach.org.za. We do have a Facebook page, New Creations Outreach SA, and also our Instagram, it's new_creations_outreach. And we do have a website, but the website is currently, it's not up to standard, so maybe on the next time when you make contact, when our website is up to date, I will give you the link or to the website, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alvina Spike, and happy Women's Day, in fact, Women's Month, and go out and shine. Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.